Nolte, Polls Explain Why Media Are Now Calling Trump a Murderer. By John Nolte on November 22, 2023. Former President Trump is not only leading his fraudulency Joe Biden in a potential 2024 rematch, the bad orange man is now pulling away from slow Joe. So if you're wondering why a network news anchor is shrieking about Trump executing and imprisoning people, just look at all this red. Context is crucial when discussing polling, so I want to take you back to 2020. Look at all that blue. Throughout the entire 2020 general election that Biden won, allegedly, Trump never once took the lead against Biden in the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of national polls. In fact, in the 2020 poll of national polls, Trump never got closer to Biden than 4 points. Out of hundreds of national polls, Trump only ever led in 5. In the final 2 months of the 2020 presidential campaign, Trump did not lead in a single national poll out of dozens. On Election Day, the average of 2020 national polls showed Biden up by 7.2 points, 51.2 to 44%. The final national vote count had Biden up by 4.5 points, 52.4 to 46.9%. Nevertheless, when you look at the swing states, Biden only won in a handful of states by a raw vote margin thinner than Trump's 2016 victory over Hillary Clinton. In the RCP polling average of 2020 national polls, Trump never polled any higher than 45.6%. Today, Trump sits with an average of 47.2%. In the RCP poll of 2020 national polls, Biden never once polled below 46.8%. This year, Biden has never once polled higher than 45.4%. In other words, Biden's polling is in such terrible shape this year that his highest 2024 average is lower than his lowest 2020 average. On this same day in the 2020 race, November 22, 2019, Biden led Trump by an average of 9.6 points. And this is why Joe Scarborough is screeching about a re-elected Trump murdering people in cold blood. This is why no one in the media are criticizing that hysterical smear. This is why NBC News has not apologized or told Scarborough to retract his blood libel. The idea of Trump getting re-elected doesn't worry the corporate media because the corporate media sincerely believe Trump will execute anyone. They know that's a lie. Instead, what terrifies the media is what a victorious Trump re-election would say about the media, about their lack of influence, about how weakened they have become, about how discredited they are when people still vote for a man they have spent 7 years and billions of corporate dollars relentlessly smearing as worse than Hitler. The upcoming presidential election isn't just about the corporate media protecting its fascist left-wing agenda. No, this is about the media's pride. All those lies about the mostly peaceful protest against vote fraud at the U.S. Capitol. The Russian collusion hoax. 2 impeachment hoaxes. 4 phony criminal indictments. And now the desperate claim a re-elected Trump will execute people. If the media lose that election, the reality of their own irrelevance will be too much for prissy little snowflakes like Joe Scarborough to bear. The claim about Trump executing people has also been allowed to stand in the hopes it will encourage someone to assassinate Trump. Oh, that sounds like hyperbole to you. You think an institution devoted to surgically deforming children and encouraging race riots is above manipulating an assassination, dog whistling that if you assassinate Trump, you will save lives and democracy? What are you? Stupid? John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.